You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. I do not believe we have had this gentleman and this organization on the show before. I'm very much looking forward to it.
This is going to be a good conversation. They build beautiful homes in fantastic locations with great schools, and Atlanta's going to love hearing about this builder.
Well, let's get to it. We're joined now by Eric Connolly. He's a strategic marketing specialist with Archway Custom Homes. Eric, welcome to the show.
Hello, Todd and Carol. Thank you very much for having me on today.
The pleasure is ours, Eric. I assure you, I appreciate you making time. I think you're out in the field selling some of this amazing custom homes of yours. So grateful for you making some time to join us on the show. Before we get into conversation around all the great work out of Archway, take a quick second. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Thank you very much for having me on today. I am the strategic marketing specialist for Archway Custom Homes. I've been with the company since 2012. I did graduate from Georgia College and State University in 2011 with a degree in business administration, and then moved down to Orlando for a year internship at the Walt Disney World Resort. After the internship was completed, I moved up here and was able to secure a field position with Archway Custom Homes, assisting with the builder out in the field, managing subcontractors, assisting sales staff with making sure that the lots were looking good, all of our marketing collateral was up to date. After being out in the field for about a year, year and a half, I transitioned into the office and started helping out the president and the land development team here seek out and find land and looking for new pieces of property in the North Fulton area and South Forsyth areas. Obviously, we try to choose those areas because that's where our niche is. We have communities that we've built in Roswell, Alpharetta, Milton, and Cumming. Ever since then, taken on more marketing collateral creation, further working with the sales team to finding the right buyers for the right home, and reaching out to the realtor community and the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association on getting out who Archway is.
Well, let's dive a little deeper into exactly who Archway is. How old is the company and when did it start? What's its mission and vision and all of that?
So Archway Custom Homes was started in 2010. The president was a former division president of a large nationwide builder in the Atlanta area. Since then, we have closed over 70 homes and subdivisions ranging from 4 homes to currently our biggest subdivision of 20 homes at Killian Manor. We started up in Cumming, buying former lots at Blackstock Mill, and then transitioned to the Roswell area and Alpharetta area with our neighborhoods of Taman on the River and Cogburn Estates. So we are currently building 10 to 12 homes a year between the price points of $600,000 to $900,000. We have 9 standard floor plans with hundreds of interior and structural options for customers to choose from. One of the advantages that Archway has over a traditional builder is that we have the flexibility to customize the floor plan per customer. So what they usually do, they come in with high expectations of saying, we need these certain things to make the deal work, whether it be a secondary master on the main floor with a full master upstairs, or enlarging the kitchen with enlarged island size with extra cabinet space and extra seating for family and functioning events. So we sit down with our builder and we take one of our standard floor plans and break it apart to have that suit their needs. So we like to take ideas from our customers because they are the source of our inspiration. They are a lot more creative than we are. We just build the homes. But thankfully, we've had a lot of customers with some great, absolutely great ideas for structural changes that we've adopted into our standard options going forward for new floor plans.
Carol, you know, I love those subdivisions that are maximum 20 homes. You know, it's very intimate, comfortable, close knit feeling. That resonates with me an awful lot. So, Eric, you talked about obviously where you build. Now you focus on that North Fulton, South Forsyth area, Cumming, Milton, Canton, Alpharetta, all that. Obviously that's kind of your niche territory. And I love this idea of the custom. I mean, a lot of people complain about these giant neighborhoods where everything looks the same and cookie cutter and all that. And there's a time and place for that. But I love the custom nature where the homeowner has a lot more ability to influence how that home is going to be constructed based on how they're actually going to live. So where in the process does a homeowner come in there and start influencing some of those design decisions?
It really starts from the beginning. Getting to meet our sales staff on site at our sales office at Killian Manor. They're inspired by Pinterest or what they see online with Zillow and all these different ideas. And they say, hey, we love the design of your homes, but this is what we're looking for. And our sales agents are absolutely fantastic getting a sense of what they are looking for, be able to communicate that to our builder. So we take on a list of options that they would have, ideas, and then we pass it along to the builder saying, hey, is this even feasible? Do we have an option ready to go? And we have a plethora of pictures that we've taken of our past product that we can showcase. If the homeowner isn't 100% sure of what they want, they can generalize it. Our agents are able to show them a finished product and say, this is what we can do. This is what we can showcase. This is what you have to get the ball rolling. So it really starts off at the beginning with the customer bringing the inspiration to us and then seeing if we already have it already planned out. And if we don't, then we sit down with the builder, the sales agent, and we work out some numbers where it's not going to be costing you an arm and a leg that most pure custom home builders would be charging for massive structural upgrades or a unique design interior option.
Well, I mean, any builder can redo a design for you, but as you said, it'll cost you $1 billion. It sounds like you're set up to have some degree of flexibility so that when a potential homeowner comes in and says, well, I'm thinking about this idea, you have kind of a system set up where you can accommodate that much, much more easily. So quite fascinating. All right, Eric, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Are you thinking about buying a new home? Well, here are more reasons a Right Choice home from Jackson EMC is your best choice. This is Ty Pennington, and I've been in the construction industry for a long time. And I know of no other home building program where the finished product is so energy efficient that it comes with 2 home warranties. Plus, the home also gets Jackson EMC's lowest energy rate. That's a Right Choice home only from Jackson EMC. Visit JacksonEMC.com for more.
All right, and we're back with Eric Connolly of Archway Custom Homes.
Eric, thanks to Joanna Gaines, it seems like we have all sorts of new and different home trends, but I still hear a lot about outdoor fireplaces and home automation. And then, of course, there's the interior decor as well. What do you find is hot and top of mind with your buyers?
I was going to say you took the words right out of my mouth about Joanna Gaines, especially with where we're building at. Especially with where we're building at right now in Killian Manor and the estates at Major Drive, they're located in the more pastoral countryside of the northern Atlanta area. So we're seeing a lot of the traditional flares mixed in with the countryside, with the siding, with larger eating spaces for family areas to have a larger kitchen table. As you said, home automation is becoming more and more important in the new construction. So we've had plenty of buyers put in Wi-Fi amplifiers to help their homes be connected through the Nest system. And then we had a home just closed about a year and a half ago that did a full outdoor living space with a full covered porch, with a completely stoned patio, with a small fireplace, massive TV hookup, and definitely outdoor living, getting to enjoy that countryside living without being too obtrusive.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing, Eric. I'll take one of those houses with that extensive outdoor living package. That sounded pretty fascinating, especially with that more rural environment surrounding it. Sounded quite amazing. So I'll take 2. So let's get into some of the communities now. You did mention Killian Manor. So tell us some of the details about that one.
So Killian Manor is our biggest subdivision to date, located in Milton. It features 20-acre plus size yards with a dedicated green space for the community to enjoy. We have 4 sale opportunities remaining, including a spec opportunity that could be completed by September 30th if they sign a contract by the middle of July. Lavish standard feature list, there, including a chef-inspired kitchen, oversized secondary bedrooms with walk-in closets, his and her vanities in the master bedroom. And we do have two more vacant lots that customers will be able to choose from our 9 floor plans that are offered there at Killian Manor.
I think you've got some houses left at Hickory Estates in Canton as well.
We do. We do have our Cherokee Opportunity located off of Hickory Road. The prices start in the high 400s and go from the low 600s. Lot sizes range from 0.75 to an acre 0.25 in size that is accessed through a private driveway. This is the same standard feature level that you would be able to find in our community at Brandon Estates and the estates at Major Drive Incoming, with the opportunities to build slab homes and basement homes.
Well, I was also going to ask you about Brandon Estates, but as I understand it, that's sold out now. So I guess that's a good thing for Archway Custom Homes. It tells me that your stuff is choice and people are taking it. So I'm glad to hear that. Anything else? Any other communities you want to share with us?
As I previously mentioned, the estates at Major Drive is located about 10 minutes away from where we sold out at Brandon Estates, located in the outstanding and the popular high school district of West Forsyth. Prices there are also starting in mid to high fours, go all the way up to the 600s there. We have two more opportunities remaining. We just sold a lot there a couple weeks ago. The two remaining lots are the ones located in the very back, offer the opportunity to have a slab home with ample amounts of privacy, only accessed through a private asphalt driveway. It's a rare opportunity to be living inside a great high school district on an acre plus size yard with the opportunity of no HOA there. You won't find with any new construction out in that submarket right now. And that's something that really appeals to our buyers, what we've figured out through our market research.
Sounds like that you're pretty much building, you know, everything you're building right now on an acre or larger home site. That's so rare today in Atlanta.
It is. And we're just building to the customers want out here. We can offer as something different between the customization, the unique locations and school districts and work corridors that people want to be living in. And that's really one of the pillars of the Archway difference. In addition to our customization and the quality that goes into every single home, that's what sets ourselves apart from the new construction competition in any of the submarkets that we're building in right now.
Carol, just think of that bulleted list there. I mean, the price point for the quality home you're going to get was amazingly reasonable. A great high school district, acre plus of land, and no HOA. I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, that's a...
Very impressive.
All right. Well, we're about out of time. Carol, as I suspected, a cool company doing some amazing work, and it's going to be fun watching these guys over the next several years as they begin to impact the Metro Atlanta market. Eric, before I let you go, should anyone need to contact you with any questions, how do they find you and where do they learn more about all these great communities from Archway Custom Homes?
For additional information, any potential buyers, customers looking to get more information can go to our website, www.archwaycustomhomes.com. And we are also on social media. We are on Facebook and Twitter as well, with typing in Archway Custom Homes, and we should be the first ones that pop up there. And to get in touch with our awesome sales agents, Kelly Crowell and Dana Duncan, you can reach them at our office phone number, 404-256-1751, and be able to press either 1 for Dana and press 2 for Kelly.
Outstanding. Eric Connolly, the strategic marketing specialist for Archway Custom Homes. Eric, it was great to have you on the show. Thanks for making time as you're out in the field to join us.
Thank you very much, Todd and Carol. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.